you already know that I don't teach anything that I haven't been through. You know, these pieces of paper are, they're good, but I see life experiences so much more, just my opinion. And I'll tell you, like, throughout my own habit and behavior change and my own heart training, it's the most dangerous place that I can ever get into is just those choppy waters. It's just over-associating myself with chaos. And by chaos, I simply mean less than desirable emotions, misaligned behaviors, thought addiction, associating myself and getting lost in life. That is one of the most dangerous places to be, is when you get lost in life and you feel like you have no other option. You feel like you are just victim to the thoughts, emotions, and the happenings and occurrences in your life. One of the most important things that not only I want you to hear, but practice and integrate into your life is the fact that you have a choice. You have a choice in your emotions. You have a choice in your thought. You have a choice in how you see everything in your world. So choose wisely, because based upon your choice, that's going to dictate your emotions. And you know, I've always chosen in my life that, like, people that are close to me that know me very well, my good friends and close friends and whatnot, they they'll make fun of me at times, of course, but it's just all Maya speak, I guess. I'll find there's always a positive. There is always a positive, and that's only ever all that I ever see. Whatever kind of shitty situation has happened, that's all that I ever see. And it's a habit that can be simply cultivated. And it allows for just such a refreshing perspective on life. And it feels very good. And so if I have a choice to see my world as chaotic, mean, and rude, and horrible, and sad, versus a world that is full of love, that is happy, that is joyful, that has things happening that I don't fully understand in it. Both of those have two very different feelings, and the perspective on life is entirely a choice. And so a different perspective, because there's a million perspectives, will also lead to stress. So the point of that is that no matter what, throughout all of the years in my own journey, one of the most important things that I could have ever have practiced is a disassociation from my chaos. To realize that is always happening, right? I do have thoughts of whatever, the fear of failure, or I do have thoughts of whatever inadequacy, or something bad could happen, right? Those thoughts are there, but I don't associate with them. I don't become them. I don't believe in them. And I do not allow them to, I do not choose them, so they do not affect my emotions, right? I can't take my brain out of my head. This isn't about those not just not being there, but they have over the years, which has been interesting. You're allowed to change, of course, over the years. I didn't believe that fear, you know, I didn't think fearlessness was something that was possible. I thought the fear would always be there. So it's kind of like, I just fear less. I don't pay attention to the thoughts. But I didn't realize that there is a real place where there actually is no fear whatsoever. It's just something that you do not pay attention so much to the thoughts in general that the brain rewires itself and says, wow, she really hasn't thought that thought or engaged in that thought for so long. It's not easy, habitual, and effortless for me to engage in that thought anymore. She engages in this one. So quite literally, let's just rewire the brain and start thinking that way. And so everything that you're doing builds on itself. Everything that you're doing has purpose. Everything that you're doing has intention behind it. And nothing is small. Nothing is ever small. Your journey is uniquely you. It is to be respected. And I would encourage you to always make sure that you are seeing and focusing in on the positives. Otherwise, you have that wobble. It is not Pollyanna. It is the only responsible thing to do. You can eat Brussels sprouts in your physical behaviors, but you can think candy bars all day long and you will never get to where it is that you want to go. A focus on your thought is going to be one of the most important things that you will ever do for your life, and will contribute to much good and much of the physical things that you do want. Nancy, I'm doing good on my stepping stones, so I'm going to add more to them. I love this program. I'm happy you're here. It's no mistake that you're here, Nancy. I truly believe that. You are what you think, says Jean. Yes, you are what you think, hands down.